Ramsey TV.
So, what do you think of the creation of the world? Or should I say the rearrangement of the cosmos? Genesis 1, Genesis 2. Kind of impressive. God says, let there be light, and there was light. He spoke into existence things that then existed. After he spoke, that is. They didn't exist before he spoke. He said the word, and things came into existence. Big things. Light. Earth. Water. No water. Separating light from darkness, land from sea. One of the most famous sayings from the scripture, everybody quotes it, let there be light, and there was light. Just like that. Let there be light, and there was light. It's the Logos, it's the Word. It has power. When Jesus was on earth, he said a word. Well, three words, but Lazarus, come forth. And Lazarus came up out of the tomb. Very powerful. The voice of God and the voice of Jesus Christ. Along that line, I have something to tell you about the ability of God to make you exactly what he wants you to be, when he wants you to be it, how quick, how long, when you're here, when you're there, when you're going to be snatched away, when you're going to be made perfect. All this information is coming to you today on MC TV. Welcome to the show. I'm Martin Zender. I'm your host on this edition. And in fact, every edition of MCTV. I have not missed one edition of MCTV. I've been on every show. That's pretty good. That's a pretty good record, I think so. Just a little bit today. It's okay. Over the weekend, namely yesterday, published another video that Rodney Paris of Texas put together. An audio cassette I made in 1996 in Newport News, Virginia. The date was November 9th. 1996, and it was one of the best things I've ever heard and seen. Truth is timeless. This is about God's dealing with our sin. It's the Sin Series, Part 4. It's called How to Walk Worthily Without Worrying. Two things that don't seem to go together. How to walk worthily of this calling, this high calling. It's like, what? How am I even worthy to exist? Wait. Without worrying. See, God likes to see us doing good things. So he inspires the good things in us, and we walk them out. Ephesians 2. Let me go here, because this is such a startling verse. I wasn't planning on going to this verse, but you know how these things go. Ephesians 2. We all want good works. Everybody wants to do the works of God. Well, here we are. Sorry, I got a little problem with my scriptures here, as you can see. They're falling apart. Half falling apart. Ephesians 2. For his achievement are we. Ephesians 2:10. I mean, we're his achievement. Even the stupidest person is a miracle of construction. God achieved that. And some of these human beings believe the evangel. God achieved that also. Whom he designates beforehand, these he calls, whom he calls, these he justifies, whom he justifies, he glorifies. Did you catch the personal pronoun there? It's he. So now, what happens with the people he calls and justifies? Well, he gives them good works to do. For his achievement are we I'm going to get back to Genesis, to let there be light, and there was light. But this is related. Oh, but watch the video. I'm going to put a link down here, the Sin Series Part 4. It's amazing. The video that Rodney put to this audio. See, the problem was I made cassette tapes back in the 90s, and they've been in a storage unit in Canton, Ohio for 10 years because nobody has cassette players anymore, and they would be languishing in there were it not for Rodney Paris of Texas, who said, Martin, send me those audio cassettes. So I'm in the process of sending him about 100 of them, and he's digitizing them for a modern audience, and he's putting cool video behind it. This one he put out yesterday, the video is amazing. It's so clear, it's so sharp, it's so colorful. The people in there are so cool, and they're doing awesome stuff, and the audio is fantastic. I mean, I'm listening to it for the first time in years, and I'm just can't believe how great it is, because the truth is timeless. So please, I'll put the link down here. This is the one you need to send to your friends. It's less than an hour. It's 50 minutes, 50, almost 51 minutes. Send it to your friends. Seriously, they're going to like it. Even if they won't be able to help it, really. They won't be able to help it, such is the production quality of this video. So his achievement, are we being created in Christ Jesus for good works? Wait for it. Which God makes ready beforehand that we should be walking in them. God makes the good works ready beforehand. He sets them out so that we should be walking them. But what if we miss, Martin? What if the work God makes is over here, but we walk over there and we miss the good work by 10 feet? Don't worry, you're not going to do that. Because corresponding truth is a man's steps are ordered by the Lord. And I am conducting sophisticated studies right now to see whether a woman's steps are ordered by the Lord. Still conducting social experiments there. I will let you know when the results are in. But for now, Proverbs 16:9, a man's steps are ordered by God. So that goes along with the title of yesterday's video, the Sin Series, Part 4, Walk Worthily Without Worrying. So back to 2 Corinthians 4. This is my main point of this edition of MCTV. For the God, I'm in 2 Corinthians 4, 6. I might get a little uppity in the volume because I am thrilled and excited about this truth. I'm not just saying that. I am. We are tapped into such power. It is a miracle that God restrains his power to keep us humble, to keep us mortal, to keep us humble, to keep us making mistakes, to keep us... I mean, it takes amazing staying power. I don't mean staying power, endurance. I mean power like a dog. Stay, stay. You tell your dog, stay. God is telling the power, stay. He doesn't need it right now. He doesn't want it right now. So it's not this thing where, boy, how is God going to work up the power and the energy at the snatching away to bring all these thousands of people up from the dead, and at the same time to make our bodies immortal as we stand on our feet? Where's that power coming from? No, that's not it. It's like, where's the power coming from that keeps this thing from happening every day? It's a miracle that this thing doesn't happen every day. I mean, it doesn't happen now, today. It's a miracle because God's power is so easy. The hard thing is restraining it. He's holding it back with a mighty force. He's holding it back until the right time. I mean, it's almost like Niagara Falls. The miracle is not that Niagara Falls goes and goes and goes. The miracle is if somebody makes it stop, holds it back. Well, that must be easy to not have any water coming over Niagara Falls. No, it's not. It takes a lot to hold back the flowing water. It takes a lot to hold back God's blessings on us. It's because it has to be time. The timing has to be right. So listen to this. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 6. For the God who says that out of darkness light shall be shining. Right? Let there be light. The God who says, speaks, out of darkness light shall be shining. That same God is he who shines in our hearts with a view toward the illumination of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ Jesus. The fact that we have these words in a book that were dictated to the Apostle Paul by the Spirit of God, words from God, is a miracle, and it is a blessing. And I'm going to parse these words. I'm going to dissect them and show you what an astounding thing this is. You might not like part of it. You might not like part of it. But what comes after the part you won't like is a part you will like very much. For the God who says that out of darkness light shall be shining, Genesis, is he who shines in our hearts with a view toward the illumination of the knowledge of the glory of God. So what corresponds with the darkness? The analogy is the God who says that out of darkness light shall be shining is the same God who shining in our hearts. In this analogy, our hearts correspond with the darkness. And the illumination, that the shining in our hearts, the light coming with a view toward the illumination of the glory of God, that corresponds with the work of God. But in the analogy, God faced darkness in Genesis, and he spoke the word and light came out. That's incredible power. There was light. That's the same God with the same power who shines in our hearts. In this comparison, in this analogy, our hearts are the darkness. There's a verse that says that darkened is their unintelligent heart. Yeah, that's Paul in Romans 1. Darkened is their unintelligent heart. All of humanity is like this, apart from a move of the Spirit. So, well, that's terrible, right? God locks up altogether in stubbornness. Darkened are the unintelligent hearts. Remember, in Romans 1 and 2, Paul's setting the stage for a revelation of the evangel in Romans 3:21. Well, this is the problem. The darkness of the heart. Yet, is it? For the same God who is saying, out of darkness light shall be shining, and it was irrevocable. When God spoke it, it happened. The same God who took the darkness and banished it with light is he who shines in our hearts. What hearts? Darkened hearts. Our hearts are dark, like after the disruption of the world. In Genesis 1:1, after the disruption of the world, everything was dark. And everything looked to be chaos and vacant, because it was chaos and vacant. We are, before Christ comes upon us, before God calls us out, chaos and vacant. And to make sure you get no crazy idea that somehow you can work yourself out of the chaos and the vacancy and the darkened heart, Paul is telling us in this great analogy that will emphasize God's power. That's what this is doing. It's emphasizing God's power. That's why I started the show by saying, are you impressed with the power of God in Genesis? Wow, let there be, let there be, let there be, let there be. And it was, and it was, and it was, and it was. Okay, hold on to that. Because that's the same God who's now operating in you. That's the same God who's working on your heart. That's the same God who speaks stuff into existence and it comes. That's the same God who shines in our hearts with a view to the illumination of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ Jesus. This has to do with knowledge and it has to do with glory. Illumination has to do with glory and has to do with knowledge. And so it is unquestioned, it is unquestionable, it is irrevocably sure that it is going to happen. And the only reason it's happening so damn slow right now is because God is holding it back, because all he needs to do is speak the word. But he's still shining in our hearts. I'm not saying he's not. I'm just saying that the pace is pedestrian. The pace is not at the pace which we would like to see. We want things hurried up. But no. The same God who said, out of darkness light can be shining, that kind of power, that same God with that power is the one who's shining in your heart. And if your heart is not completely undarkened yet, it's because he's got a plan, and he's meting the power out as he sees fit. When Jesus rose Lazarus from the dead, he said, Lazarus, come forth. He had to put the name in front of there, or every tomb in the world would have emptied. Come forth. That's the power of God. Have to hold it back. Hold it back. Lazarus, come forth. Whew, Lazarus. Just Lazarus. Thanks. No, it's not time for everybody yet. But at the great white throne, the great and the small, will be rising. Yeah, that's the thermostat of God's power. It's a thermostat. I don't even think he used his full power when he said, let there be light. I think it was just like almost Jesus saying, Lazarus, come forth. It's like, yeah, just the light right now. And just this spectrum and that spectrum and that spectrum. Yeah, we'll take the ultra. It's like God's got a menu. Yeah, I'll take the ultraviolet spectrum. I'll take the visible spectrum. Let's do some infrared. And yeah, that'll be all for now. Thanks. And a bottle of your finest Cabernet. Even that was controlled. I'm telling you that even speaking and things coming into being, that was controlled. It was on a thermostat. Even then, the glory was dialed back. Do you think the giraffe is the fullness of God's glory? I mean, it's nice when God said, let the animals come forth, flora and fauna. I went to high school with them, flora and fauna. But God called it forth, and it came, and the giraffe isn't the best he can do. Remember, the foolishness of God is wiser than the wisdom of humans. So, the giraffe is the foolishness of God, and so are you, and so am I. So, the power, you cannot doubt the power, because the same power that's operating in you is the power that called darkness out of light in Genesis at the dawn of Eon 2. That's the kind of power. You can count on it. It's operating. It's on the thermostat now. It's being managed every day by God. He's on it. He's got his hands on the knobs. And when he decides to crank it up, you are going to be cranked up.